Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Joyous celebration this afternoon, Aputanda Kona. And before that, it was, of course, Infinite, We Seek You. And that's how we came out from Pastor Nozipora Golota. And I hope that you have been inspired and you are blessed of the Lord. You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. It is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm excited. I'm excited. It's a beautiful day and the Lord is so good. We have a beautiful queen gracing us with her presence and also going to share some important things about her life. Her journey is a lesson on its own. And she drove all the way from Limpopo. And that is Nuki. Yeah, all the way. And that is Nuki Koma.
Hey, beautiful queen.
How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you. And how are you?
I am blessed of the Lord. Thank you so much for coming through and joining us today. So how was the driving like?
Thank you so much for having me. Look, the driving, the Lord is good. Mm. But hey, the destination, me being here, was the goal. So that's what got me excited.
Mm.
So much that I was like, okay, traffic fine. Doesn't matter. I know where I'm going.
My goodness. Okay. Wait. Traffic, did I hear right?
No.
Did you say traffic fine?
Could there have been?
So my mind just went to selective mode and it just picked up traffic from me.
Yeah, but it was a good drive all the way from Limpopo, like you said, in Polokwane.
Yeah.
And right here in
But you're driving with a beautiful and a handsome partner.
I tell you, isn't the Lord good?
So you didn't make many stops. Like, mommy, I want that. Mommy.
Look, we did. Okay, fortunately, it was not a lot of them. And not a lot is really compared to the number of stops we would, under normal circumstances, have to make. This was very minimal. And I'm talking 5.
Wow, that's awesome. But welcome to Heart to Heart. Thank you so much to talk to us about this. So many of us have gone through divorce.
Yeah.
I myself have gone through a divorce. Mm. And I remember my healing journey was very long.
Mm.
I remember God saying to me, I went to God and I said, I need to forgive my ex-husband. Mm. At that time, we were still married. The divorce hadn't taken place yet. I was like, I need to forgive him. Where do I begin?
Mm.
And the Lord, when he responded, he said to me, you need to forgive yourself first. And I was like, for what? And I remember saying to the Lord Nungi that I'm the worst person. I'm very critical of myself. Mm. I'm the worst at forgiving myself.
Mm.
So me and God had to take it one day at a time to write something down to say, okay, today I forgive myself for allowing myself to go into that marriage. Well, before I got married, the Lord said no to my marriage.
Mm.
And he said, not now and not him.
Mm.
And so I went in after that still.
Mm.
Well, there were circumstances surrounding that and I ended up going into the marriage with him.
Mm.
So I know and I meet a lot of people, but the Lord helped me to forgive him in a long run and to also forgive myself. And, you know, once I forgave myself, he was free. My ex-husband was free. Like I had literally set him free from the anger, from the hurt, from the blame. I could even go to him and say, please forgive me because I also played a part in this. But I meet a lot of women, a lot of men who are still bitter. Some have remarried, but they still continue with that bitterness.
Mm.
But I know you also have your own journey of forgiving healing, not forgiving, but healing.
Yeah.
Take us through your own journey.
Yes. Maybe let me start with, because I didn't just get born and then get married. You know, you're born and my upbringing played a role as well. Grew up in my dad is a pastor.
Mm.
got born into a pastor's family. My parents are pastors serving the Lord. I got born again at a very tender age. I'm one of those that got born again every Sunday at Sunday school. I'm that type. Yeah. I'm that type. Until one day, you know, and it's amazing how the Lord is able to reach down to a small kid, you know, where salvation is concerned. Mm. Did not really understand what it was, but the spirit man caught it. Mm. And that's where the journey begins for me. Lived for the Lord all my life, got married a virgin, you know, the pride of the family. Eesh. And, yeah. And we're four girls at
so,
home.
So you did it all God's way.
God's way.
Yeah, before
and, yes, got married. And that is not, and that's when I get to realize that you cannot use that as a card towards the Lord to say, because I did this, everything has got to go right. By me, you know. So we four girls at home. I'm the second one, the last one to get married. So all my sisters got married. The firstborn got married. The third, the one that comes after me, and the lastborn got married. And I was the last one to get married. So when I got married, there was also pressure around not myself, but everybody else to say, "Oh my gosh." Even her little sisters got married before she did. You know, what's happening? Yeah. And when I got married, you can imagine the excitement. Mm. The excitement in the church. I mean, I grew up singing as a lead worshiper in our church. So everybody was excited. The young girls that looked up to me, when I grew up, I want to do things the way she did. Mm. You know, how she lived for the Lord, how she carried herself. Mm. So it was like the cream de la cream, you know. And I prayed about it. That's another thing. Mm. There were no signs of, no, it's not him.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm going to come back to that because there would be a lot of questions around that. Mm. But I love the Lord, and I'll come back to that. So got married, and unfortunately, sadly, you know, I think a year into the marriage, then divorce.
Got married?
Yes. So got married a year, just over a year. And remember, divorce does not happen the day you sign.
No. It starts long before. Know?
So if I say a year into marriage, then you begin to wonder, my goodness.
When did the divorce start? Yeah.
You get.
Were you aware of the divorce?
I was aware of the pulling away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was aware of the pulling away and things. I don't know if it's because I was too oblivious or I was too, you know, sometimes we too trusting and believing that, no, man, this is not, it's not what I'm seeing is not really what it is. You know, this behavior, this person is still adjusting to marriage, because we can make such excuses, you know.
What about impressing others to say, I can't let go. I do see where it's going, where we're heading. But because everybody's looking up to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you are up there.
Yeah.
So everybody's looking up to me. I think, yeah. But tell me about that.
Yes.
Did it affect you?
God's grace, Bongile, I didn't have that.
Okay.
Even growing up.
Yeah.
As a pastor's kid.
Okay.
I never had standard pressure from people. Or extended expectations
from the society, that's awesome.
From people. Yeah. I never struggled with that, and I'm gonna speak to that.
Yeah.
That is because the Lord has always been my standard.
Wow,
Christ has always been my standard.
I'm going to take you back. Christ is your standard.
Yes,
you go into this marriage.
Yeah.
There are no signs of no. Were there signs of yes?
I prayed about it.
There was just silence.
Well, that's actually an interesting question. There was no signs of no. Prayed about it. You know, and I believed, I was convicted in my heart that, man, but this is a yes from the Lord.
Oh, okay.
This is a yes from the Lord.
Okay.
Because I had rejected a lot of guys, and I'd rejected proposals from a lot of guys. Even when my then husband came in, into my life. This is a person, by the way, that we grew up with in church. It was not somebody that I was meeting for the first time, you know, somebody that grew up in church with me.
Yeah.
And there were guys, you know, around that were trying, you know, their luck. And I was, because I wanted to do things God's way, even concerning the guy that I would settle down with.
Yeah.
I've always been a strict girl.
Yeah.
You know, so it was not an issue of you go in and out of relationships or something like that. So I was always like, no. I remember when my then husband actually proposed to me, there were actually two more guys that had, you know, given their proposal. Just in that time frame.
Yeah.
And I sought the Lord. So you can imagine, I was like, no, it doesn't settle well with me. This one does.
Okay.
You know, and at the same time, it's decisions that we make. Yes, you seek the Lord, but at the end of the day, it's a decision that one makes, because you don't want to go back to God and like Adam say, the woman that you said or you gave me, you know, blaming it on him. You seek the Lord. There was a conviction in my spirit, in my heart, and I moved at that conviction as well. Yes, of course, also being attracted to him, not just the conviction in my heart. So, I don't know if I answered the question that you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Okay. And then here we are,
mm-hmm. almost a year into marriage. All this time, I'm thinking, no, he's just adjusting. You know, things of coming back home late, and you know, all those.
Okay. How long? Let me ask Nunki before, because we as Christians, sometimes I ask myself. Somebody said to me, I remember I was in a relationship, and I was like, no, we gotta be married. Can't be in a relationship for too long. 2 years is too much. And this person said, give yourself 2 to 3 years in a relationship with this person. Learn who they are. Somewhere along the lines, the true self would come out. And well, I'm glad I listened back then, because the true self came out. But I've learned that in Christendom, it's like, I meet you today. We're proposing each other. Mm. 3 months down the line, you're my wife. You're my husband. So how long before? So did you take, like, did you have enough time, enough counseling, what?
Yes. So I think we were in that relationship for like a year.
Okay.
Yeah. For like a year. And this is somebody, like I said, somebody that I, and that's, that is the difference. Somebody that I knew since I was like,
you grew up
13,
yes,
you know,
yeah.
And the dynamic, and this is where, now that I think about it, the dynamic changes. You can know a person forever, but the minute you
have to wake up together, it changes everything.
It changes everything. Yeah. You know, the dynamics change
for both of you,
for both, but not just him, not just me, for both of us. So, yeah, with that in mind, I mean, there's a person that I served with in church, the choir, the youth, or whatever, you know. And things started changing, like, almost a year into marriage. And I'm talking, and I'm not talking abuse. I'm not talking, because, the guy took care of me.
Yeah.
Like, very, like, took, and I'm saying, but I'm saying, maybe we're saying took care of me because I had a roof over my shelter. I had food on the table. I had,
taken care of.
Physically, maybe, but well taken care of. We missed the element of emotionally, maybe. Missed the element of mentally, maybe. And we think, oh no, just because he's providing for me, I'm well taken care of.
Nunki, the world talks about compatibility. Is that what you're talking about? That we found we are not compatible?
Spongile, I believe, and that's me, you grow into it.
Okay.
And you need to be willing. When you say, I mean, the Bible says, I'm going to say it in Sepedi, nyalang ba le baratang, you know, loosely, love those that you, marry those that you love. Mm. So when you choose to, and love is a decision, I think, when you decide that this is the person that I love and I want to get into this union with this person, you learn that person. you should be willing to learn. Even I think you grow into compatibility by learning each other and by being willing, to make certain things work. Maybe there are those who are just compatible because, you know, they just got together and they just click. But there are those that need to learn, you know, it's a journey. Mm. It's a journey because also I don't think that everybody that has gone down or through the divorce lane, they got divorced because they were not compatible.
Mm. There are many reasons.
You know.
Yeah, there are many reasons.
There are many reasons.
Mm.
And we will never... I also got comfortable in not knowing certain things or reasons behind the divorce.
Okay.
Because I remember I went to the Lord one day and I'm like, Lord, there are certain things that you're going to reveal to me and I'll take them. But those that you keep from me, why must I dig?
So when was the point where you realized it's time I let go?
Yeah.
Because we hold on. Mm. You want to fix this. Mm. I'm a Christian.
Yes.
What kind of example am I going to give to others? God gave me this gift. Mm. I need to nurture it and give it back to him, multiplied and all of that. Beautiful.
Yes.
And then, boom. Mm. When was that point where you decided, Lord, I have to let go now?
Yeah. When I decided that, look, this is it. I've done all that I could. You talk about counseling.
Mm.
You talk about...
So you've done it all?
Yeah.
Mm.
My initiative as well. Let's talk to... You know, our pastor is my biological father.
Dad, yes.
And I remember I said to him, I would understand because he said he was not comfortable talking to him because he's also my bad. And I respected that. Mm. And I'm like, okay, who are you comfortable talking to?
Mm.
We went to the person that he was comfortable, the pastor, let me not say person, the pastor. Yeah. And associate with my dad. So I was also very comfortable with that. But even then, it was not, it like there was, it was as though I said to this other lady pastor, a friend of my mom, I'm like, it felt as though I was doing this because I was now married to myself. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Sure. You are putting in all the effort as though you are the only one in this marriage.
Mm.
And when I decided that, no, I've done all that I could, when it dawned on me, I looked at my son and I said, he needs me at my most healthiest.
Mm.
Emotionally, mentally, for me to be able to mother this boy, I'm going to need to be at my healthiest point. Mm. And this environment, as much as I have tried, Lord, you have seen.
Mm.
As much as whatever I've done towards, you know, salvaging and saving this marriage.
How was Nunki during that time?
Look, I was in deep pain. Looking at this, nothing could have prepared me for divorce, Bongile. It was never talk anything else.
Mm.
That was not going to happen. That was not going to happen. And looking at this marriage crumbling down, the pain, and having have to live in that environment of pain.
Mm.
Look, I can't even describe it. It was just painful.
Mm.
It was just painful.
So you were not looking forward to going home?
No, I wasn't.
Mm.
No, I wasn't. And I have the most supportive parents.
Mm.
I don't know if we will touch on that. I had the most supportive parents who, by the way, while we're still going through the whole challenge, they knew nothing about it. Because also, you know, as Christian women, we are told, protect.
Yeah, of course.
Protect your spouse.
Of course.
If you've got issues, you don't run to your family. rather run to his family, find a neutral person, because should things get resolved and you have blurred everything out to them, they might hold on to that while you guys have moved on, having have fixed whatever challenges that you faced. So my not going to them, I still had hope at that time. That is why I did not run home. That is why I did not blurt it to my parents. Mm. They were shocked.
What about his parents? Because we are also taught, your mother-in-law should be your friend. So talk to her about her son or vice versa.
Yeah. Mm. So I didn't do that either. I didn't do that either at the beginning. Mm. Unfortunately, my mother-in-law then passed away during that.
Sure.
Yeah, during that season of hardship in our marriage. But I spoke to the sister.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to the sister. But that is also maybe...
Would you advise that to
someone? 8 to 12 months of trying.
Yeah, but would you advise someone to talk to the immediate family or seek help outside?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. It didn't save the marriage, but look at what it did. Because it is to her that I went to even trust to say, okay, she's not out to try and destroy my brother.
Mm.
She is here
to build.
To build.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very important because even after the divorce, I still have to relate with them because of my son.
The son,
you know. So we need to. When the Bible says the steps of the righteous
are ordered by the Lord,
uh-huh. It's not when everything is bloomy and beautiful. We need to allow ourselves our steps to be ordered by the Lord, even when things are hard, because there are certain instructions that He will give you that won't make sense to or feel good to the flesh, or appease, or please the flesh at the point, or give comfort to the flesh at the time you're going through that.
Mm.
So, also with the concept, there was a lady. I love her so much. There was a lady in our church. In fact, it was the people that did our premarital counseling.
Mm.
She's the one that I would communicate with,
okay,
because she did our premarital counseling together with her husband. Mm. And I was like, okay, well, since I can't go to my parents as either, let me rather talk to the people that counseled us or that did the premarital counseling. That woman, the wisdom of God is upon that woman. And that's why you can't do life alone.
Mm.
But the circle that you have around you when you are going through the storm determines how you are after the storm, or the outcome of your well-being after the storm.
Mm.
The circle of people that you have around you during the season of the storm or when you are going through pain, don't downplay that.
Sure. Let's just take a break, Nunki. And we are coming back to talk to you some more. And I'm hoping somebody's listening, a family member of Radio Pulpit, and they're like, but Nunki, you're telling my story. This is me right now.
Mm. Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.